Well, as well as all this technology for venturing into the depths and bringing samples back, scientists are also finding novel ways of joining forces to explore the deep sea from the comfort of their laboratories. I caught up with Tim Shank from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution to find out about a pioneering expedition he led into the deep sea around Indonesia. It's an area famous for diversity of marine life in shallow waters, but we know very little about what lives further down beneath the waves.
In this case, we were doing something really novel. We had a remotely operated vehicle, so we had a robot that had a very good high-definition camera system. We were doing pure exploration of the seafloor. No one had ever been to this area of Indonesia, north of Indonesia, in the Sulawesi Sea. The vehicle wasn't novel in itself, but the signal that was coming off the seafloor was transported around the world. There were scientists in Indonesia, in various parts of the United States, in Europe, in the United Kingdom that were all tuning in at the same time. We had Skype and iChat going, and as we saw live pictures come in, we could hear the pilots of the ROV on board the ship. We could hear everybody on the ship we wanted to, and we could communicate with everyone who was listening in. We had also conference calls going on at the same time, so we had voice, we had iChat, we had Skype. So that to me was a real first, and so we were able to see things in real time and say what we thought we were seeing. All right, and so what we did was we documented what's on the deep sea floor north of Indonesia, and we had some remarkable results. In short, we found very high diversity. We found diversity that rivals that of the shallow water coral triangle area. The region we looked at was between 300 meters deep and 5,000 meters deep. So we covered a lot of different kinds of habitats, mid-ocean rift habitats, a lot of deep sediment habitats. We actually found wood and coconuts that were being used as habitat from certain species. There's lots of wood, apparently, that falls into the water in that region of the world, and it actually hosts a different kind of chemosynthetic community, those communities that live on decaying material. We think we found more than 40 new coral species and even more other invertebrate species. So it was a really dramatic find.
You mentioned the fact that there's a lot of wood down there, which is fascinating. But there are other chemosynthetic organisms down there that are living off of these interesting chemicals that are down there on these seamounts. What's going on with those?
Yeah, well, the seamount where we found this hydrothermal vents is called Kawio Barat, and we found clams in the outlying sediment that have bacteria in their gills that allow them to take in the nutrients and give it to the clam as the host. So it's a symbiotic relationship that allows them to live there. And so we saw lots of clams as we proceeded away from the actual vents themselves. But at the vents where the water's coming out, we saw a lot of shrimp and a lot of barnacles. These are stalked barnacles that may be, 8 to 10 inches long, that they're so numerous. It's like sometimes we liken it to going through a car wash. They're on every side of these large chimneys, we call them. They're like large spires. And they love being there. They're at their very top. They love being up into the current where they get nutrients that come in. And they're only around these vent systems. And so we're still trying to identify what species it is. It may be a new species to us, as well as the shrimp that live there. They live there in very large numbers. And they walk right along the top of the chimneys and through the water coming out. And there may be three species of those. We're not sure yet.
Very exciting. So I guess there's an awful lot we still need to discover about these habitats. There must be more questions than answers at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every time we had a dive, whether it was shallow water or deep, we found something new. The amount of diversity we saw at 300 meters was really remarkable. And the coloration of the animals, they blended into their surroundings. Even at 300 meters where it's black, pitch black to us, they seem to be using camouflage for some reason, or they still have it for some reason. They haven't lost their ability to have camouflage. When you go deeper, you lose that color. And when we were seeing wood at 3,000 meters, 4,000 meters, all the animals were white. They were nothing like we had seen anywhere else in the sediment or the vents or anywhere else. The thing is, with this vehicle that we had, we couldn't sample. So we couldn't bring them back to the lab and dissect them and play with them and look at the morphology. We just could take pictures and or video. And that said, the high-definition video was very of high resolution, and so we were able to get in really close and in some cases, count the little hairs on the back of the shrimp that helps us identify who they are. And so that's what we're in the process of doing now, is identifying who all these species are. And Again, remarkable diversity, so it will take some time.
You mentioned that this is the beginning. Your expedition to Indonesia this year was the beginning of a long-term project. What's next for that project?
Yeah, this was year one of five, actually. And we have planned another cruise to the east of where we were last year. It's called Halmahera area. We think it has chemosynthetic communities there. It's not venting there. It's seeping. It's coming up through sediments. So it's cold nutrients that are coming up. We normally in those areas see clams and shrimp and tube worms. We're looking forward to it. It'll be another month and a half long cruise to there. And I know we're going to find some really incredible stuff.
Tim Shank there from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution telling us about his exploration of the deep sea around Indonesia. And I think it's just crazy that these images are being filmed in the deep sea, miles beneath the waves, and they're being pinged instantly around the world with researchers tuning in and chatting away to help figure out what's down there. I mean, what a great use of all those things like Skype and iChat and things. I think it's fantastic. Truly 21st century stuff. Well, you can also hear a longer version of my chat with Tim, again at the specials page of the Naked Scientist website. That's thenakedscientist.com/specials. Lots for you to listen to this month.
It's tapping into the whole sort of consumer control. It's almost like reality TV, but for scientists, it's like the X Factor. You can ring in and vote for who you want. It's like, I don't know, maybe one day they'll show stuff like that on television. You can get viewers ringing in and going, oh, can you go and look over to the left? I want the sub to go left and see what I can see over there.